All right, up next will be Arizona coach Rich Rodriguez, and the Wildcats are on the road Thursday night at Oregon. Coach is online. We'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask coach a question, please press star one. And your first question is from the line of Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Rich, what was the most important thing about last year's game, about y'all's performance against Oregon?
Well, probably two things, Ted. First, offensively, we played what I call a clean game. We didn't have any turnovers and only a couple negative yardage plays, one of them being a five-yard penalty. And then defensively, we gave up, you know, a couple semi-big plays, but not a lot of big plays, and tackled really well in space. So that's what's going to be the key again. We got to play clean game on offense and limit those big explosive plays on defense.
Obviously you watched film in advance of the game last year on Marcus Mariota. How is he a different quarterback this year?
Well, I mean, he's pretty much the same. I mean, he's the same in a lot of ways, you know, because I thought he was a great player, has been a great player every year. But now he's even more command of his offense. I think he's, you know, every year he's gotten bigger and stronger and faster, it seems like, and he's just playing at an extremely high level. And I thought he was playing at a high level last year. He hadn't had any interceptions going into our game, but if it was even possible, he's playing at the highest level right now, as good as any quarterback maybe played in the last couple of years.
And I know Anu played on the road already at San Antonio, but Autzen Stadium's kind of a bigger deal. How do you prepare a redshirt freshman quarterback for his first game on the road in the Pac-12?
Well, the same things we've been doing. You know, obviously, you know, the one game on the road, it wasn't, you know, wasn't as packed as it was going to be, you know, this Thursday night. But it was loud. It was indoors, and you know, it was a learning experience. This won't be another learning experience. You know, he's kept his poise pretty good, and this will be a test for him. But you know, he's shown a lot of maturity, and I'm sure there'll be a few mistakes. But I think he's got the kind of mentality that if he does make a mistake or two, to shake it off and keep playing.
Thanks.
Again, to ask a question, please press star one. Your next question comes from the line of Kevin Gimble, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach. The last three games you guys have had have all been pretty tight, especially going down in the fourth quarter, and you guys have been able to pull it off. Is there a common theme or a characteristic about a team that you've noticed in all of your years that something sets them apart, being able to win tight games in the fourth quarter?
I don't know. I hope it's the fact that our guys just, you know, don't worry or don't get too concerned about the scoreboard and just play 60 minutes. I mean, every coach talks about it. We talk about it quite a bit. In fact, we talk about it before every game that, you know, no matter what happens, we're going to play for 60 minutes, and then we'll look up and see what the score is. And we've had to, as you mentioned, we've had to do that the last 3 weeks, and certainly the last one looked kind of dire for a long time. But I think our guys like playing, and that's the one part that I hope we can continue to do, just enjoy playing for 60 minutes and as hard as we can and as fast as we can and see what happens.
Great. Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star one.
Any further questions for Coach?
Your next question comes on the line of Mark Zira, New York Times.
Hey, Coach, how are you today?
Good, thank you.
Just a story, a little bit of story about sideline communication, and I'm curious, you know, you wear a headset during games. What do you hear? What conversations go on in your headset? What information are you receiving, and how important is that to you in terms of sort of managing a game and knowing, staying plugged in, so to speak, to your team and what's happening on the field?
Yeah, it's I've always worn the headsets, and they're still calling plays. I'm on basically talking with two main guys, both you know, my offense coordinator Calvin McGee's up there communicating, you know, particularly during offense, and then Rod Smith, my quarterback coach, as well, is doing that during offense. And then, you know, the times when we're on defense, we stay in communication with him and the special teams coordinator. And I have the ability to flip over and talk to the defense too, which I don't do very often. But, you know, it kind of, you know, since I'm calling plays and right in the middle of the action, it keeps me in tune. But, also being able to talk to special teams coordinator and other coaches that keeps me aware of what's going on and help managing the game. So the guys upstairs are really another couple set of eyes to see some of the things that we can't see on the – that maybe I don't see on the field, and let me know what else is going on out there.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Our next question comes on the line of Bart Lewis, Honolulu Star Advertiser.
Coach, I wonder if you could tell me what jumps out at you when you see Marcus Mariota on tape and in person that separates him from other quarterbacks.
Well, he's got all the skills that you'd want. I mean, he's big, strong, and fast. He can make all the throws. He's got the ability to make people miss. You know, he can extend plays that need extended, and he can execute the ones that are there cleanly. And he seems like he has, kind of a quiet leadership ability that everybody follows, too. So there are no negatives. I'm talking about none. And everything is not just a positive, but it's a high positive. That's why I think he's the Heisman front runner and maybe the first pick in the draft.
What did you take away from watching him against Washington State? What impressed you about his performance against Wazoo?
Wazoo and against Michigan State, I mean, like I said, he was making the plays that were there, which you would hope all quarterbacks could do, but he was also making plays that weren't there. You know, sometimes like in both games, the guys would have him wrapped up or pinned in, and he would, you know, extend a play and either take off and run or make a big throw down the field. That's the thing. When he extends a play or takes off, you can't just come off your man because he'll throw it down the field, but you better get someone that can go tackle him. So I just extremely impressed with him and always have been throughout his career.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach? Last chance. That's it. You're done, Rich. Thanks for your time today and good luck this week.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. See ya.